Afternoon. Thank you all for coming out. The purpose of this press conference is to provide information regarding an incident that occurred in the afternoon of Monday, December 14th. We'll provide a few questions at the end. To speak, I'm going to invite up Assistant Chief Jeremiah Hunter and Lieutenant Matt Stevens, if you could also come up and help field questions here at the end. Hunter.
Sorry, give me a moment. They're all stuck together. Good afternoon. I'm Jeremiah Hunter, Assistant Police Chief, Columbia Police Department. I'm just going to read to you real quick, kind of a summary of what's going on. As Chief Jones said, then we'll allow for some questions. So. Yesterday afternoon, Columbia police detectives arrested Angelica Nicole Benitez, 29, of Jefferson City, Missouri. She was arrested in Moberly for the charges of second-degree murder and armed criminal action in relation to a missing person that was reported on Tuesday, December 15th. On December 15th at approximately 4:30 p.m., CPD received a report of an assault that occurred in a vehicle while in the drive-through lane of McDonald's at 3206 Clark Lane. This assault occurred on Monday, December 14th at approximately 1 p.m. It was reported that Angelica Benitez shot Marquise Hayes, 25, of Jefferson City, while both subjects were inside of a vehicle. After the shooting, it was reported that Ms. Benitez left the area in the vehicle with Mr. Hayes still inside. It was learned that the vehicle was identified as a 2011 GMC Sierra truck, and the truck left in an unknown direction of travel. Officers canvassed the area but were unable to find any evidence of a crime, including the vehicle. At the time of taking the report, officers had no evidence to support that a crime actually had occurred. However, several units with CPD continued to fully investigate. During the investigation, detectives learned of a connection between Ms. Benitez and some people in the St. Louis area. Several detectives were sent to St. Louis to gather information and work on possible leads. Yesterday, December 17th, while working on leads in the St. Louis area, Columbia police detectives located the truck Ms. Benitez and Hayes were last seen in. Inside the truck, detectives located a body with a gunshot wound. Detectives were able to confirm the identity of the body as Marquise Hayes. Detectives learned of a possible location for Ms. Benitez at a residence in Moberly, Missouri. Detectives from CPD made contact with Ms. Benitez at that location and took her into custody without incident. Please keep in mind that this was not a confirmed homicide until yesterday. The investigation is active and still ongoing. Columbia Police Department would like to thank the Boone County Medical Examiner's Office, the St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office, the Randolph County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, Cole County Sheriff's Office, the St. Louis County Police Department, the Jefferson City Police Department and the Moberly Police Department for their assistance during this investigation. Chief Jones.
The hard work by Columbia police officers and detectives, as well as the response and resources that were provided by assisting agencies, played a role in the rapid conclusion of this case, and we thank them for their assistance. Anyone with additional information about this incident is asked to please contact the Columbia Police Department at 874-7652 or Crime Stoppers at 875-TIPS to remain anonymous. Before they answer questions, I can't overstate how well everyone worked together, from inside the department to all these other agencies, like other shots fired cases that we work. We take them very seriously, and we work them as though it's a homicide, and that's what occurred here. It brought a rapid conclusion with evidence being recovered, statements that are incriminating, and that type of teamwork is what we've grown to expect from our police and our investigative units, and I'm very proud of them. So with that, I'll leave questions to Assistant Chief Hunter and Lieutenant Matt Stevens.
You just wanted to clarify. It's on. Okay. I just wanted to clarify. You said the truck was located. Was it located in St. Louis, the GMC truck?
It was in the area of St. Louis, yes.
Okay. And then the suspect was found in Moberly, correct?
Correct.
Is any idea of how she got from St. Louis to Moberly?
No. That's what part of when we talk about continuing the investigation and all that kind of stuff, that's one of those things that we're still looking into. So truck she got to St. Louis in was still in St. Louis, and we're not quite certain yet how she actually made it to Moberly.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have any motive in the case why the shooting occurred?
Well, and it's kind of the same thing. That's one of those things, until yesterday, it to us was not a homicide, so we now know who the victim is, who the suspect is. We have both of those confirmed. So then we start basically rolling backwards, trying to figure out what the motive was, the relationships, all those kind of things, so that we can match everything up and hopefully bring some finalized results in the end with a real story of what happened and not just the final chapter.
Did the drivers say anything about what led up to the shooting through in that drive-thru?
No, there was an interview with several different people. So we've talked to a couple different people, and it's one of those things where we're going to compile everything that we have, go back, do additional investigation, pieces of the investigation now that we have stories, and then work that into kind of like what I was saying, where we have a true story of a progressive, I guess, occurrence.
And what led you to St. Louis? I mean, is there any Crime Stoppers information involved or anything like that?
It wasn't Crime Stoppers. We've got a bunch of tools that we use in reference to just investigative techniques, and we knew that she had contacts that were in St. Louis, so that was one of those things that we were investigating, outlying areas that she might be, and then in the course of doing that, that's when we located the vehicle.
Thank you.
As law enforcement, how concerning is it that someone that has a violent past and has violated their probation as well is just free on the streets?
I think it's not an uncommon occurrence, to be completely honest about it. That's one of those things that we deal with all the time. So I personally and professionally, I would say it's concerning.
And in a release, it also stated that Benita's boyfriend was in the car as well. Is that true?
I'm not sure what the relationship was with the people that were in the vehicle. I know that they were all they were all associates of one another, so they knew each other. But that's one of those things, again, where we're still trying to figure out exactly what the associations truly were.
And are you able to say how many people were in the car during that crime?
We believe three.
Is there any reason to believe that there's more charges that could stem out of this with any of the evidence or any of the information that you've collected?
That's entirely possible. I can't tell you right now because just like we were saying, it wasn't a homicide until yesterday afternoon, because you don't have any evidence to support that until the point that you find the vehicle and Mr. Hayes inside the vehicle. So it's really, if you think about a regular homicide investigation, even though we already have the suspect in custody, it's really in its infancy as far as the investigative work goes. So it's entirely possible that there may be more people involved, more charges on Ms. Benitez. It's really too early for me to give you a definite answer on that. Okay, thank you.